The White House has called off a day-long symposium honoring three American poets, Emily Dickinson, Walt Whitman, and Langston Hughes. The event, hosted by Laura Bush and scheduled for February 12th, has been postponed over worries that participants would use the event to speak out against war with Iraq. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
By all accounts, Laura Bush loves American literature. She enjoys the give and take of discussion of such works and has hosted White House programs celebrating Mark Twain, the Harlem Renaissance, and women writers of the West. These events, held in the East Room of the White House, seemed quite apart from the politics of the West Wing. But now the controversy over a possible war has derailed the First Lady's next planned celebration of the written word. Noelia Rodriguez is Mrs. Bush's press secretary.
It came to the attention of the First Lady's office that some of the invited guests intended to turn what was supposed to be a literary event into a political forum. And so Mrs. Bush decided that while she respects the right of all Americans to express their opinions, she too has opinions and believes it would be entirely inappropriate to turn what is supposed to be an event to celebrate the written word into a political forum.
It all started when the invites went out to poets, some of whom decided they could not attend based on their opposition to war with Iraq. Among them was Sam Hamill, a poet and publisher based in Washington State.
I think honoring poets is a great idea, but honoring poets on the one hand and declaring the kind of war policies that are coming out of the White House, of course they're going to run into controversy.
Hamill sent out an email to some friends telling them he wouldn't be attending and asking them to send him poems describing how they felt about the possible war. His plan was to ship them all to the White House on February 12th as an act of literary protest. In less than a week, he says he's collected more than 2,000 poems. Here's a portion of the poem that Sam Hamill will send to the White House. It's called The State of the Union, 2003.
The children have seen so much death that death means nothing to them now. They wait in line for bread. They wait in line for water. Their eyes are black moons reflecting emptiness. We've seen them 1,000 times. Soon, the president will speak. He will have something to say about bombs and freedom and our way of life. I will turn the TV off. I always do, because I can't bear to look at the monuments in his eyes.
It's not clear what would have actually transpired at the event itself, which ironically would have honored poets who were themselves known for their social and political commentary. But the White House is taking no chances, though the First Lady's office says it's a postponement only, not a cancellation. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.